You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Wow, Benny, the market is really, really flying. I mean, looking at the initial reaction, it was soaring 6 points, 7 points even. And when I last looked at it, it was at 1814. What do you think of this initial euphoria?
Yes, Hai Chun. I think that the market has just overreacted. They're just putting the buy orders in the morning, forgetting that the market was already at historical highs before the general elections. On a chart, it basically just flew off the chart. It blew off the top of the chart. It was really unexpected for me because I was expecting the index to actually gradually climb to the target level at 1,750 points. Earlier, when I mentioned a few weeks ago, based on a breakout of a triangle pattern, but definitely breaking above 1,800 points was really unexpected. But I don't think that in the short term that the market can stay above 1,800 without any reasons to do so. I think the market is just overreacted, and I'll probably look at a market correcting to about 1,740 to 1,750 points. This week, based on the charts, because that's where the resistance levels are. So I think the market will just have to stay calm a little bit, and there will definitely be some opportunities as the market pull back, because again, the market will probably be supported by the regional and global market performance, which has been positive for the past few weeks.
Okay, 1740, 1750 sounds a little bit more realistic levels, I guess, after seeing all the bubble on the market, so to speak. In terms of the politically linked stocks, though, such as construction, oil and gas, as well as perhaps some banks, what are you expecting them to do? Are they going to be flying, holding on, or maybe even sinking like submarines?
I think it's still going to be hold on, especially those counters that has linked to the Skanda project down south. I think that's a more business going on there, real development going down there. Other than Skanda, I don't see any possible opportunities for the other construction companies. Based on the Skanda project, I think. Some of the counters like UEM Land, which I'm actually looking at this week. Because the prices open much higher, we just probably have to wait for it to pull back a little bit. And stocks like the Browtergo and all that. I think there is still opportunity for the market to climb higher. There's no reason why people should be selling government counters because, again, BN has retained its power. And everything will stay status quo. In the short term, it'll probably be correcting based on the charts again, on the second or third quarter onwards.
So in terms of opportunity to pull back and such, it looks like that's what your trading strategy is for this week, at least, Benny, in terms of waiting for opportunities when they arise. So in terms of what you'll be keenest on picking up after the pullback and correction happens, so to speak, which stocks would these be?
Like I've mentioned, I'll look at stocks that has involvement in the Skanda project. Actually, there are two stocks that I'm looking at when the market pulls back. One of them is basically the Browtergo, right? I actually have a price target of 150, and price today has gone up to about nearly 140. But I'll be looking at a better low-risk buying price at about 124 to 128 if the price pulls back to the level. And, of course, the target price would be probably between 155 to 160 in the midterm. And if the price breaks below 1 ringgit at short, that's going to be the stop loss. I would probably want to wait for price to pull back to around 124 to 128 or probably around 130 if it does pull back to those levels. And this is, again, based on technical, because the price has pulled back, since April from 155 to 120, and it's at the support level of an uptrend line. This is the reason why I picked up the Browtergo. The other one is actually UEM Land as well, and UEM Land has already gone up quite high at this moment. Again, I'll probably be looking at this stock when it pulls back to about 2 ringgit and 70 cents. With a price target about 310 to 320. And if the price breaks below below the support level at 250, which is the support level, then it's quite strong over there. And another stock I'm looking at is actually MRCB. This is based on technical readings on the chart. We have seen a short-term uptrend that's been developing since February this year. It's forming in an uptrend channel, a short-term uptrend channel, and price is currently near the support level of the uptrend channel. So I'll be looking at the stock if it pulls back to about 145 levels, and I'll be the target about 165, 170.
Okay, so a fairly short list. We've got UEM Land, Tabrata Gold, as well as potentially MRCB. Thanks so much, Benny Lee of Jupiter Securities. I'm Ku Sian Chun for BFM 89.9.
Market Watch. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.